happen. We finally stop interfering with life and experience our true joyous nature. The 58th gift, vitality. The joy of service. The moment you accept your plight as a human being, eternally driven to seek fulfillment in the future, everything in your life changes. This deep understanding sparks the next process when the life force within you shifts gear into a new phase. The process begins in earnest as you grasp the depth of your own dilemma at an intellectual level. The understanding then passes from the intellect to the intuition and finally deep into the very heart of your body, into your DNA. When acceptance reaches down inside you to this degree, it produces what can only be described as an atomic rupturing. The energy that has been seeking an outlet into the world through your dissatisfaction is turned back upon itself, which forces it into the atomic structure of the body. The result is a kind of implosion of inner vital force, which catalyzes extraordinary microprocesses within your physiology. In short, you begin to become yourself once again. At the gift frequency, the same energy that you experienced as dissatisfaction now begins to turn into joy. This joyousness lies within every human being and is nothing short of life expressing itself without resistance. At this stage of your individual evolution, something strange is breaking through inside you. The evolutionary urge to become self-aware. Life wants to become aware of itself, freed from boundaries and restraints. Thus, it begins a process of disidentification inside you, as you realize at deeper and deeper levels that the future truly does not exist. You prevent your life force from projecting itself into that future. Your mind becomes quieter, as though more space were opening between your thoughts. Your relationship to the future also changes. You realize that it is not and never has been in your hands, but is maintained by a collective force of which you are only a minute aspect. This deepening realization loosens your concern for what happens to you, even though a part of you still remains fascinated. All of these changes in your inner attitude are brought about because of the shift in direction of the atomic vital force that is keeping you alive. Increased vitality really means increased freedom. No matter how old or decrepit your body may be, you begin to feel rejuvenated by the joy that begins to well up within you. You find yourself happy for no real reason at all. Such a force needs to find an outlet in the world, and its most natural path is in finding a way to be of service to others. However, unlike the 58th shadow, the 58th gift does not try to help others in order to allay its own dissatisfaction and thus interfering with natural organic processes. On the contrary, the gift of vitality knows empathically how to work with life processes in a non-interfering manner. Vitality always recognizes vitality and is particularly adept at helping to free blocked vital energy. In fact, the mere presence of such people can catalyze increased energetic flow through a system. These principles can be applied to any field of endeavor, from healing the physical body to the structuring of a bridge, or even to increasing the profit of a business. The 58th gene key is part of the genetic family known as the Ring of Seeking, a complex codon that codes for the amino acid serine. Each of the gene keys within this group creates a different pressure inside you. Together, these six pressures drive you to seek answers that can bring an end to the longing inside you. All seeking is therefore partially rooted in dissatisfaction, and all seeking will eventually lead you inwards. It is this turning in that unlocks the huge reservoirs of vitality that are available to you when you relax enough. As you see that all seeking is simply life looking for itself, you begin to stop seeking. As the pressure within you falls away, the vital energy becomes clearer and more radiant within you. Many people who are awakening in this way actually go through some kind of healing crisis as the energy matrix of the subtle bodies comes back online. This can be a time of intense physical transformation. Above all, the 58th gift is an unstoppable force that once set in motion cannot be turned back. Because the 58th shadow is uniquely irrepressible, when the frequency of this gene key hits the gift level, things tend to happen very quickly in your life. Not only does your life take on a new shape, but a far deeper process overtakes you, the process of moving into the heart. This is an infectious phase in which you learn to move in deep harmony with your environment. At a collective level, this gift is very powerful, as it will one day unite humanity to work towards a higher goal. In some respects, it is already doing this across the globe, and the modern trend towards globalization is an example of this. The future of human evolution truly lies in the ideal of service. One day, service will be at the root of all business, economics, and government, as humanity realizes that it really is better for all of us. The joyousness we seek as individuals is intimately tied to the joyousness of the collective, which is precisely why the 58th gift is delighted to work so tirelessly in that direction. The 58th Siddhi, Bliss, Beyond Focus. As your identification with the future progressively loosens at the gift level, you are brought more and more deeply into the present moment. Your core dissatisfaction is being transformed into vitality, which is then drawn back into your body. As the frequency of your vitality attains a higher and higher pitch, at a certain point it peaks and catalyzes a spontaneous shift in awareness. As previously described, this vital force burrows so deeply into your being that it triggers a process within your DNA known as enlightenment. It is as though before this event your awareness sticks to your DNA like a kind of glue, giving you the impression that life is localized only inside you. Then, at the tipping point, awareness finally lets go of its attachment to your DNA, and you experience a kind of death. The final vestiges of the shadow frequency pursue us, even into the gift frequency, where they cling to us like lichen to rocks. However, the focused power of the frequency just before enlightenment has the wondrous effect of loosening these final tendrils within you, and something lets go at the deepest level inside. Suddenly, the life force is no longer focused inside you, and you no longer feel a center inside you. Because of this release in focus, everything reverts to its pure and pristine state, and your being becomes once again a pure, still lake. These waters will not be stirred up again, because they are the waters of pure consciousness, whose nature is entirely unfocused. When consciousness comes, it comes into you like a flood, wiping you clean in less than a microsecond. It is one of the greatest mysteries of existence. Once a being has released enlightenment through this 58th Siddhi, they become entirely unfocused. Their awareness stretches into infinity, their gaze becomes unfixed and dreamy, and their heart is so full that it bursts with love for all creation. Even though the awareness in such a being has become universally unfocused, their body becomes a point of intense focus for the process known as bliss. Bliss occurs as a byproduct within a person in whom these events occur. Physically, the experience of bliss is brought about by the spontaneous release of certain chemicals within the brain, which are now produced continuously due to activations in your DNA. These activations allow you to witness unbounded the continuously breaking waves of life welling up within you. Experiences of such heightened states are still relatively rare events in the world that we know. On average, perhaps one person in every generation across our whole planet has such a transformation. Because the siddhic state is not brought about by any particular practice or activity, but is born of understanding and grace, such experiences often occur to people who have no particular religious or spiritual practice. One enduring example of the spontaneous eruption of the 58th Siddhi is the renowned sage Ramana Maharshi, who lived in India in the 20th century. Ramana experienced just such a spontaneous death at the age of 16, with no prior understanding of such phenomena. The Siddhi of bliss cannot be hidden or contained in any way, but radiates out from the very pores of one's being. One can still capture something of its essence by looking at photographs of Ramana Maharshi's eyes. There are many viewpoints expressed by experts about what enlightenment really is and how it happens. Each siddhic state is essentially the exact same experience in which consciousness expresses itself without resistance through your genetic makeup. There is enormous confusion amongst seekers and even teachers about the many possible manifestations of enlightenment. The experience of bliss can even occur while still in a shadow state, since there are drugs one can take that activate these chemicals for limited periods of time. Heightened spiritual states also often include periods of blissfulness that can last days or even months. None of these experiences can be compared with the actual enlightened state itself. Some say that enlightenment has nothing whatsoever to do with blissful experiences, and that such states are even traps that prevent the real thing. However, through the 64 siddhis, one can get an idea of how varied the expression of enlightenment or realization can be. One of the great problems among seekers is identifying with the manifestations of enlightenment and assuming that this is what it means or looks like. The actual manifestations are really inconsequential. That one vehicle is coded to suffer waves of continuous bliss and another is coded to become a paragon of honor or virtue is not the point. The point is to realize that there is no point. No matter what one thinks, does, or says, the experience of enlightenment cannot be attained through seeking, even though seeking may come before it. The final state is outside of our grasp. Again and again, the seeker must come up against this impasse. You must look into your constant dissatisfaction until you begin to loosen up and find the humor in your situation. In this way, you will finally come to realize that the siddhi is present within the shadow, just as the flower is present at all times within the seed. 59th Gene Key. The Dragon in Your Genome. Programming Partner, 55th Gene Key. Codon Ring, The Ring of Union, 4-7-29-59. Physiology, sacral plexus, sexual organs. Amino acid, valine. The 59th shadow, dishonesty. Doing the genetic laundry. In looking at the 59th shadow, we see the essence of all the problems underpinning the social structures within our world. There is no more topical issue within the entire human genome. The 59th gene key, the 55th gene key, and to an extent, the 49th gene key, are the places within our DNA where a complete transmutation is currently underway. The timing of this shift and its longer-term implications are discussed more fully in the 55th gene key. One of the biggest insights into the archetypes within our DNA comes from a close understanding of the pairing of shadows, gifts, and siddhis. We see that humans appear to be programmed in binaries, and that every shadow has a partner. Because the 55th gene key is currently triggering a genetic shift in our species, the 59th gene key, its programming partner, is doing the same. Whereas the 55th gene key is triggering individual awakening across our planet, it is the 59th gene key that is truly responsible for triggering planetary mutation at a genetic level. At its base level, the 59th gene key is about sex and reproduction. It represents the drive in human beings to multiply. As such, it is an impersonal force that selects our potential mates for us. The reasons for being drawn to a particular person are complex, but essentially, we can be sure that our genes have their survival in mind. Most relationships are therefore not easy by design. There are also other reasons why human beings are drawn to each other that are rooted in a more spiritual domain, karmic reasons, for example. However, from a universal point of view, whatever forces draw us together at a cosmic level must operate through our genetics and our biology, so all these different perspectives ultimately come together. Behind the 59th shadow hides a deep distrust of others and a core fear of relationships. This is the shadow that makes the world a lonely place because despite the number of people there are around us most of the time, we rarely communicate with each other in real depth. As we explore the 59th gift and Siddhi, we will see what that really means. What is unusual about the 59th shadow is that the fear does not lie in the individual. It is in the aura between us. When you are alone, the fear is not there. But as soon as another person comes into the same room as you, the fear of the 59th shadow is there as a subtle undercurrent. It is even more amazing to consider why this fear exists at all. Because it is the foundation of sexual attraction. This may come as a shock to many people, but the truth is that the moment you stop being afraid of someone, you transcend your sexual attraction to them. The fear provides the necessary friction that makes attraction possible. This is why the 59th shadow is the shadow of dishonesty. As long as we keep something of ourselves hidden from the other, there is always something left for them to fear. It doesn't necessarily mean conscious dishonesty. We are genetically dishonest. The extraordinary revelation that comes from the contemplation of this 59th shadow is that our genes actually want us to be dishonest. This means that life itself has been holding humanity back from realizing its higher nature. One needs some time to digest this last sentence. Life needs human beings to be afraid of each other in order that it can fulfill its genetic potential in this current stage of our evolution. In order to fully grasp the wonderful depth within this 59th shadow, one needs look at human evolution in a wider perspective. The fear that keeps human beings from realizing their common genetic ancestry has led to the phenomenon of isolated tribal gene pools all across our planet. If we were not afraid of each other, we would have interbred immediately wherever we migrated. There would be no social, political, or geographical boundaries, no countries, borders, or wars. But, and it's a big but, there would also be no genetic differentiation, no art, religion, or cultural color. In short, we would have become a single amorphous mass, and probably we would not have survived. Everything in evolution serves its purpose and has its time. One phase gives way to the next. The world we see around us today is a direct product of our genetic fear of each other, with all its beauty and its horror. The time has come for the next shift. With the mutation of the 55th gene key underway, the 59th shadow is being deeply undermined. In many ways, our fear of each other may seem to be on the increase as it is brought to the surface for all to see. Everything about the dishonesty inherent in this 59th shadow must now be brought to the surface. The 59th gene key cuts deeper than race, belief, or creed. It goes deeper even than the individual blood ties of family. It binds humans together as a single interrelated genetic family. The world of today, with its differentiated tribes, societies, nations, and boundaries, is at the very beginning of being utterly transformed. This transformation will not come about through social or economic revolution. It will not come about through the love of great charismatic leaders. All of these things may and probably will be keys in the transformation of the world, but the foundation lies here in the 59th shadow. Fear will gradually be bred out of human beings. Without our fear of each other, the world will change dramatically. The greatest change of all will be to our human sexuality. We are on track to become an androgynous species, in which the separate sexual poles will come together within the individual human being. As the 55th shadow demonstrates, we are trapped by our sexuality and by our animal nature. We are trapped by our inability to emotionally handle the collective chemistry engendered by our fear. This fear rules our systems of government and education, as well as our relationships and individual lives. The 59th shadow is rooted in our inability to come clean with each other. It is the source of all hidden agendas. At the moment, what we need to understand is that our world is undergoing a genetic transmutation, and we are guinea pigs in the global genetic laboratory. All genetic material is currently being sifted and sorted. Any behavior traits that are rooted in the old ancestral fear will be discarded. They will simply disappear from the human genome. This means that there are now personality types leaving the world, never to return. The old ways are having their last fling in the world, and we can see this in the battle between the collective way of the future and the old tribal ways of the past. This does not mean that all elements of the past will be lost. It simply means that all elements of behavior rooted in fear or hidden agendas will be fused into a higher functioning of our DNA. One has to be able to read between the world headlines. This is not a time of the good guys fighting the bad guys, as the politicians would have us believe. This is not about gene pools anymore. It's about behavioral integrity. The genetic cleansing that we are currently experiencing on a global level will very likely go on for a number of centuries. It has to work its way out of our DNA through our bloodlines. However, as the human population decreases due to our mutating sexuality and the lessening of global fear, the world will naturally become a quieter and more peaceful place. The so-called Judgment Day is really taking place within our genes. No individuals are punished or rewarded. There is simply an increase in genetic material with a holistic perspective coming into the world, and there is a gradual eradication of genetic material that is self-destructive and isolationist. On hearing all of this, you may well ask the question, well, what do I do with this information? Is there any point in my trying to apply any of this if it is already occurring as an evolutionary quantum leap? This leads us to an interesting paradox. Is our collective behavior influencing our genetic paradigm shift? Or is the genetic change influencing our behavior? The evolutionary or spiritual activist would opt for the former view, whilst the scientist might opt for the latter. As always, Both sides of the paradox are true. Each gives rise to its opposite. There is a spiritual force involving down into form that is causing our genes to mutate, and there is a genetic force evolving upwards, causing our behavior to become more spiritual. The answer to the question of what to do lies in contemplation of the 59th shadow. Since the world is evolving naturally in a particular direction, your behavior will either flow in that direction or oppose that direction. If you want to hitch a ride on the currents of evolution, you would do well to align your agenda with its program. You must begin to look into your fears and come clean with your hidden agendas. One of the main reasons for the writing of this book is to encourage more of us to look into the eyes of our inner demons and coax out these ancient fears. It is time to take out the genetic laundry. Wherever you are dishonest, with yourself, in your relationships, or your work, there you must look with eyes open and unflinching. You must begin to work with the higher frequencies of this 59th shadow and unlock its gift. One thing is sure, if you move against evolution at a time such as this, you will meet an opposing force whose power is incomprehensible. Such a power will ultimately destroy you, as it is destroying all such behavior rooted in selfishness and separation. Repressive nature, excluded. The repressed nature of the 59th shadow is about feeling excluded. Feeling excluded is a classic example of the victim state, as it blames others rather than taking responsibility for its own feelings. These people unconsciously exclude themselves out of a deep-seated fear of losing control. When you open your doors to others, then you always lose control. Such people actually manage to draw negative attention through their self-exclusion. Furthermore, when you are excluded, you can maintain your defense mechanisms intact, even though you feel bad. The feeling of being excluded can actually become an addictive state. It gives you the illusion that you are still in control of your own emotional environment. However, the moment you do choose to include yourself, the entire illusion is instantly shattered. Reactive nature. Intrusive. The other side of the 59th shadow is based on anger. The fear of being excluded is not repressed here, but is expressed reactively as anger, which then becomes intrusive. These people try to push themselves in the door, physically and emotionally invading another person's aura. When they meet rejection, they become outraged and exclude themselves. It is the same strategy as the repressive nature, in that it tries to maintain control of the emotional environment through blaming others. The difference here is that the intrusive nature experiences rejection actively, whereas the repressed nature experiences it passively. Intrusive people can be addicted to unhealthy emotional relationships so long as they find a willing victim to play their game. Such people will try to dominate their relationships in order to avoid rejection, which means that they can never stay with anyone who is honest enough to challenge them. The 59th gift, intimacy. Sublimation and the serpent. The transformation of the 59th shadow into the 59th gift of intimacy is the subject of many ancient traditions and prophecies. Since the 59th shadow represents the unbridled, fertile power of your animal sexuality, then by raising its frequency, you unlock the transcendental power of sex. For millennia, mankind has sought to resolve its many issues around sexuality. For our religions in particular, it has proved to be an enduring problem. Everyone knows that when sexuality is repressed, it can become an all-consuming power, ultimately leading to distortions in human behavior that are inherently unhealthy. The pure genetic force of pressure in this 59th gene key causes great personal and social dilemmas for us humans. When the ancient Chinese I Ching sages named the 59th hexagram dispersion, they knew exactly what this force was capable of. Its only real interest at the shadow frequency is to disperse itself as widely and frequently as possible. The 59th shadow has been playing havoc with human attempts at monogamy for a long time. Indeed, women and men react very differently to the fear inherent in this gene key. The traditional male reaction is to try to escape being trapped by a single woman. This fear of being trapped is the polarity of the 55th shadow. The female reaction is to try to hold on to the male aura because of its promise of protection for offspring. Women intuitively understand the male's urge to disperse his genes widely. At the shadow frequency, a woman reacts by trying to keep the male as close as possible, thereby creating the opposite reaction in the male, that of wanting to escape and be free. Thus goes the age-old battle of the sexes. Hidden within the 59th shadow, however, is a deep evolutionary urge to transcend the lower frequencies and give birth to a higher form. Perhaps the deepest archetypal symbol of sexuality is the figure of the serpent or dragon, and within this alchemical symbol hides the key to the 59th gift. Serpent or dragon energy represents the evolutionary urge to transform oneself, reflected in the serpent shedding of its own skin. This sexual power in humans has always held the promise of higher states of consciousness, and we have devised many techniques and systems that attempt to utilize it. These meet with varying and limited success, because although the evolutionary urge to transform is there within us, the timing for this mechanism cannot be forced. Nature always flowers in certain individuals early, just as certain flowers in the garden bloom first. However, to try and force our sexual flowering before it is ready can be dangerous. It will come in its own time. As the 55th gene key mutates the human solar plexus system, it will allow the higher functioning of your sexuality to emerge. This will be a permanent functioning inherent from birth. To understand how this process is occurring, we must look in more depth at what happens to sexual power as it hits the gift frequency and manifests true intimacy. Intimacy may sound like a soft and cuddly kind of state, but the reality of the 59th gift of intimacy is somewhat different. Intimacy presupposes honesty and acceptance of the shadow state. This means that the fears between the sexes must be acknowledged and understood and allowed to exist. This allowing then acts like a valve that opens up the full power of the sexual force, a shattering power that shakes the very fabric of your being. This is why it frightens us so, because it is such a raw power. What we don't usually realize is that the power of our sexuality, if embraced fully, will open us to a higher state. The sexual power of the 59th gift is highly contradictory. It is both creative and destructive. At the level of the human aura, it destroys any interference patterns that appear to separate people. In other words, it causes your identity or ego to be dissolved. As the core of sexuality across our planet, the 59th gift has a deep underlying non-linear pattern. When modern science first explored chaos theory, it began to understand the 59th gene key. The very nature of sexual energy is wild, organic, and untamable, but it also follows universal patterns even within its chaos. The sexual force is a spiraling force, which is why all living creatures have similar foundational spiral geometries. This force creates what are known as fractal geometries throughout nature, self-similar systems that are all interlinked yet at the same time utterly unique. These creative transformational patterns and geometries are also found within human relationships. The power of human intimacy is the power of two human auras interacting to create a third aura, whilst in the process the two original auras are sublimated. The more differentiated the original auras are, the more potential there is for transcendence. One always needs two opposite poles, and the coming mutation of the human solar plexus system will essentially create a cauldron whenever two such poles meet. Within that cauldron, the auric fields of the two parties are chaotically interfused, and through an alchemical process, a new awareness dawns above the solar plexus center. The actual culmination of this process does not occur in the solar plexus area, but in the heart. In traditional esoteric systems, we tend to view the centers of force within the body as separate as opposed to being part of a single system. The heart center is in fact the higher glandular functioning of the solar plexus. As this heart opening occurs, true intimacy is born, and two people meet within a single awareness. It is important, therefore, to grasp the true nature of the process known as sublimation of sexuality. It is a shattering process in which chaos must be experienced before the higher emergence is perceived. Since this process is currently occurring throughout the entire human gene pool, what we see in the world today may be understood as a reflection of this chaotic breaking down of the world aura. Only when it has reached a critical zenith will we begin to see the birth of the third awareness. This will be reflected in the material plane through the birth of a new kind of human being whose single purpose is to house this new awareness. The 59th Siddhi, Transparency, The Return of Quetzalcoatl. The final phase of the evolutionary impulse latent within the 59th gene key will probably not occur on our planet at a collective level for many thousands of years. Having said that, the nature of time itself will change so radically that the whole notion of things taking a long time will cease to have any real meaning for us. The mutation of the solar plexus essentially equates to the opening of our planetary heart center, and as most of us know, time stands still when you're in love. Beyond this transformation, out of the shadow and into the gift, lies a further transformation in which genetic mutations will take place within the brain chemistry of the pineal and pituitary glands. This higher process will lead to the dawning of the 59th Siddhi, the Siddhi of Transparency. Transparency, as we understand the word today, is not even close to what it means at the Siddhic level. Today, when we speak of being transparent, we mean being open and honest in our communication with others. The Siddhi of Transparency actually involves the dispersion of all aspects of the self back into the sea of creation. In mythical terms, the 59th and 55th gene keys represent the force of prime yang and prime yin, respectively. The 59th gift is the seed, or semen, and the 55th gift is the egg. When the frequency of this gene key reaches the Siddhic level, these kinds of symbols cease to have meaning, since they no longer function through duality. The semen of the 59th gene key is spent, and the egg is no longer needed. What you have left is a state beyond description and beyond evolution. Transparency is what remains when evolution becomes meaningless. At a genetic level, the 59th Siddhi cannot exist within the physical body because it is the driving force behind evolution. The state of transparency carries no agenda or purpose. It simply acts as a conduit for awareness. Thus, the only purpose of the 59th Gene Key is to break down all barriers that stand in the way of union. When this has happened, this aspect of our genetics will no longer be needed. The 59th Gene Key is the master key in the genetic codon group known as the Ring of Union. These four gene keys, the 4th, the 7th, 29th, and 59th, have long governed human relationship patterns and their dysfunction on our planet. Their ultimate role is to bring the human family into realization of its state of higher union. The sequence leading to transparency begins with the process of forgiveness, triggered by the 4th gene key. Once you have forgiven yourself, using your relationships as a mirror, you will discover your true aura of virtue, the 7th gene key. Once you have found your inner virtue, you begin to pour yourself out into others, recognizing the same divine source in every person you meet. It is this devotion, the 29th gene key, that is the true doorway to transparency. Devotion empties you out, bringing you into a purified higher state of awareness, where you no longer relate to people or objects as other. Transparency brings everything inside your own being, eliminating the very concept of inside and outside. It is the greatest leveler within the whole sphere of life. In nature, the 59th gift is represented by the golden mean, a universal geometric form underlying all creation. However, if one tries to create a spiral out of the golden mean to represent this city in its entirety, one immediately meets a well-known mathematical impasse because such a figure would have no beginning and no end. This is representative of the 59th city. It cannot appear in nature or be understood by mathematics. It simply does not appear to exist. Hence, its transparency. You can perhaps see why transparency taken to a collective level entails the disappearance of the form of our universe. When this does eventually occur, as it must, it is difficult to say what form humanity will take, if indeed it takes any form at all. If humanity were to take on some kind of future form, it would certainly no longer be an outgrowth of evolution as we understand the word. Neither would it have the need to reproduce itself, since its being would be eternal. In the times ahead, and even perhaps today, the 59th city is imminent. Beings will come into the world manifesting the full power of this city. Just as mass consciousness will begin manifesting the 59th gift of intimacy as the norm, so a few will begin to manifest this most rarefied of vibrations. These will be people who have gone beyond all concepts of agendas. The ultimate agenda is evolution, the idea that there is still some scope for growth. Although the form of our world will continue to evolve, the consciousness out of which it emerges can never and has never evolved. Only awareness can evolve, and it is evolving very quickly through the transformations and mutations coming through this gift and city. However, when awareness has reached its ultimate expression, it becomes a clear mirror for consciousness, and this is what transparency is. It reflects life without any additional comment. It is a state we humans have always dreamed of attaining, the ability to look upon the world without judgment. There is an ancient Mayan prophecy that speaks of the return of Quetzalcoatl, a being symbolized by the feathered serpent. The ancient calendars have long connected this event to coincide with the year 2012, at which time, according to the Maya, time will cease to exist. Such prophecies are perhaps best not taken literally, but seen as alchemical markers emerging from the collective unconscious. The journey of consciousness through the 59th gene key is symbolized aptly by the figure of Quetzalcoatl. The feathered serpent is the same as the symbol of the dragon. It represents the harmonization of the lower nature, the serpent, with the higher nature, the bird. This is indeed the new epoch we are now entering. Most scientists agree that our genes have a hidden agenda to survive, and that no matter what we do, they will find ways to mutate if their ongoing survival is threatened. Genes operate below our conscious awareness. You might even say that God is hidden within our genes, but until we raise our frequency, we cannot experience God. We therefore must learn how to be transparent, both with ourselves and in interaction with others. Our first step is to let our barriers down and look deeply into our fears, even our deepest genetic fears, such as the fear of losing our loved ones, act as subtle barriers that keep us from realizing that our genes are not exclusive, but inclusive. Every man and woman is our genetic brother and sister, and no single individual, family, tribe, or nation is an island. We are all one genetic tribe moving through a huge and transformative period in history, the end result of which will be the realization of our unity. 60th Gene Key. The Cracking of the Vessel. Programming Partner, 56th Gene Key. Codon Ring, the Ring of Gaia. 1960-61. Physiology, colon. Amino acid, isoleucine. The 60th Shadow, limitation. Closed circuit thinking. The 60th shadow represents one of the most potent forces responsible for pulling humankind in the opposite direction of evolution. It is the power of devolution and limitation, and is the counterweight to life itself. When one consistently yields to its shadow frequency, this gene key catalyzes death. The 60th shadow will shut down your life-receiving faculties, essentially freezing life into ever tighter patterns over the course of time. In our modern world, the 60th shadow is apparent everywhere. It appears wherever innovation and imagination are stifled by red tape, or wherever men or women seem to have forgotten what it means to be human. The very fact that the greater proportion of the world population still lives in poverty, while a select few thrive, is due in no small part to the 60th shadow. Up until now, in our human evolution, all of our dreams of a harmonious world have been thwarted by this one single force, the shadow of limitation. It sometimes seems that no matter how good our intentions are, there is a force that appears bent on keeping them from manifesting. But this 60th shadow is also a great collective release code for higher harmony. It will not yield to force, but waits for one thing, time. All of life follows cycles within time. This was the great revelation behind the original I Ching. Its 64 symbols or hexagrams hold the sequential codes for the unwinding of nature's great plan. Unless you can escape its frequency, the 60th shadow will prevent you from seeing that life has a built-in mechanism for righting itself. At the shadow frequency, this will cause you to distrust the flow of life. Sometimes the flow of evolution appears to stand still or get stuck, and this manifests as the human inability to break out of set structures and patterns. The 60th shadow and its gift are about structure. The law of all form is that no structure can last. Each and every one of them comes programmed to eventually decline and die. This alone is food for much insight in your life. The 60th shadow concerns the human over-reliance on structure and the consequent death of something very special indeed, magic. Magic refers to events that do not follow logical, sequential laws. Magic is spontaneous, highly mutative, unpredictable, and uncontrollable. Its greatest quality is that it is beyond meaning or understanding. The 60th shadow is the greatest critic of magic. Its single purpose is to control the flow of life and prevent anything original from occurring. One of the places where we see a very clear representation of the 60th shadow is in the realm of human laws. We humans create laws that govern our societies, and then we put in place sophisticated systems of legislation to implement those laws. The original purpose of our laws was to protect the innocent and ensure that justice is delivered to those who transgress these laws. However, the structures themselves often become so bogged down in their own limitations that they cease to operate efficiently or even fairly. In the world today, the single greatest limitation to creating a universal society based on peace is red tape. There are so many laws in place in so many societies that they prevent us humans from seeing or behaving outside our little boxes. The laws themselves may be social, moral, religious, or economic. The programming partner to the 60th shadow is the 56th shadow of distraction, and it is easy to see how these two paired gene keys conspire to blind human beings from actually doing what it is that we really want to do. We are too bogged down in our own structures, and we become so distracted by these structures that we actually forget our original intentions. The world economy is one of the greatest structures of limitation on our planet. Money is an enormous limitation to humanity. Its existence requires so many laws that bind us and control our behavior. As long as money exists on our planet, we will continue to ensnare our species within the ultimate material limitation. Until money is finally eliminated, true material freedom can never be experienced. All structures eventually dissolve and falter. This law can be seen throughout history. It can be seen in the inevitable decline of every great empire that has passed into form. It is important to understand that it is always the structure itself that causes the decline. Structures are an essential part of life. However, all structures are expendable. The body itself is an expendable structure, as is the earth. In order for consciousness to keep penetrating the world of form, structures will always be necessary until the form itself has been transmuted. This is the key that we humans have to remember. The 60th shadow creates an over-attachment and over-reliance on form instead of highlighting the indwelling spirit or idea. The highest aspect of this 60th gift is the notion of universal justice, the 60th siddhi, and you can see precisely what happens when man tries to capture this beautiful concept in a material structure. How easily it becomes perverted, and how frequently it gets bogged down in legal small print. The other side of the shadow of limitation is about the past. Whenever and wherever people remain stuck because of an outdated mindset, the 60th shadow is at work. This is a shadow that abhors the new, the innovative, and the original. It is the nemesis of change and youth. This is an archetype deep within human DNA that has always tried to control and suppress the youth of the world. Many of the rigid structures of our modern school systems ensure that young minds are structured, homogenized, and packaged from a very early age. One of the great limitations for children is to be forced to sit indoors behind a desk at an age when all their bodies want to do is run and explore life. This early imposition of structure on the developing mind, body, and emotions of children has created a backlash of reactionary behavior from children at all levels of society. You cannot imprison youth without serious repercussions coming back to haunt you. One of the greatest areas you can see the true power of the 60th shadow is in religion. The moral laws imposed on our society through our religious systems are some of the oldest on the planet. Cosmic moral laws exist without the need for systems or structures to implement them. The more we humans enforce laws, the more reaction there is, and consequently, the more we have to police them. This is the classic feedback loop of the 60th shadow. It is a self-perpetuating nightmare of control and reaction. The 60th shadow will insist, for example, that every word of the Quran or the Bible is to be taken literally. Strict adherence to these kinds of ancient codes or laws is deeply limiting and restrictive to the human spirit. We do not need to be told what is right and what is wrong. We have the means within us to determine this for ourselves. Any code or system that cannot be questioned or adapted to suit the times is a devolutionary force and is thus destined to eventual decline. Of course, the greatest limitation of all is human thinking itself. This is where the 60th shadow tries to strangle life at the individual level. Because of our cultural conditioning, your mind gets used to thinking within certain mental structures, and you become comfortable within those structures. There is a direct chemical link between the 60th and the 61st gene keys through their associated codon ring, the Ring of Gaia. Inspiration, the 61st gift, is what occurs when your mind momentarily breaks out of its habitual structures. Most people, for example, do not think magically. That is to say, they do not leave the door ajar within their brains so that inspiration may creep in at any moment. The main reason for the death of magic is closed-circuit thinking, where the mind follows familiar patterns or systems of thought around and around without the ability to think beyond them. It is out of this closed-circuit thinking that all self-limiting forms are ultimately brought into the world. Repressive nature, unstructured. When the 60th gene key is repressed, the result is a deep lack of structure in a person's life. At a cellular level, this can actually cause physical trouble or disease because such structure holds together the physiological functioning of the organism. The lives of such people never seem to be harmonious as they are out of kilter with their true nature. These people need strong structures in life, for example, family, career, and a sense of direction. Without these kinds of structures, they are adrift in the world, and their potential seems to be wasted. They never seem to be involved in anything that lasts, but keep changing their circumstances. They are afraid of structure and commitment, and this fear prevents them from finding the correct allies or environment for their gifts to bloom. Reactive nature, rigid. When the 60th shadow is expressed through an angry nature, it becomes deeply controlling and rigid. These people cannot allow others to question anything they say or do. They behave as though they were beyond reproach, and if anyone crosses them, they lash out in anger. The reactive nature of this shadow creates an over-reliance on form and structure to the detriment of the original spirit or idea within the structure. These people assume that any new idea or way of doing things is a threat to their security, and they react accordingly. They do not have any real understanding of relationships since they cannot allow others to transgress their own behavioral codes or opinions. Unless they are able to let go of their stranglehold on life, they will eventually shrivel up and decline. The 60th gift, realism. The common sense of magic. People with the 60th gift are very sought out in the world, and for one main reason. They understand the limitations of the world of form, and therefore know the laws of manifesting within the world of form. This is what realism refers to in the context of this 60th gift. It is the ability to balance youthfulness and wisdom, idealism with structure. It is all very well having a wonderful idea that will change the world, but without the realism of the 60th gift, this idea will probably never amount